Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi, Mama. I am so glad that you are here. I just want to let you know I really appreciate you being here and listening to my podcast episodes. I enjoy making them for you, and I'm so glad that you keep coming back. Today, I wanted to talk to you about people pleasing. I don't know if you are a people pleaser, but I am definitely a recovering people pleaser. I'm a person who naturally is just more kind and compassionate and understanding towards others. So I feel uncomfortable or maybe bad when I say no to things, but over the years, I have learned to get better at it. And we're going to go into the details about why it's important to say no to things that drain you and how to kind of get over the people pleasing. So who are people pleasers? People pleasers are people that have a hard time saying no because they want to be nice to other people. They don't want others to think bad of them. They don't want others to judge them. And so they say yes to a lot of things. And where do you think that gets you? When you are a people pleaser, that means you take on too much on yourself. You put too much on your schedule oftentimes because you say yes to too many things. And what does that lead you to? Burnout. And where does that lead you? It leads you to freaking out, screaming and yelling at your kids because you're stretched too thin. And where does that lead you? Mom guilt. Okay. It's a cycle. It all just feeds off each other. So here I am to teach you about this and what can we do when it comes to people pleasing and what are some boundaries that we can set. So it is important to understand what is important to you in your life when you think about it. If you could name a few things, what is truly important to you in your life? For me, it is my family. It's my faith. And at this season in my life, it is my business, growing my business. Those are three things that are important to me, okay? So how do I want my life to feel personally for me? And I'm asking you the same question too. How do you want your life to feel? When you close your eyes and you imagine your perfect life, how do you want your days and your life to feel? I want my life to feel calm and grounded and joyful. I'm excited and looking forward to it. Just peace. I want my life to be peaceful. And I don't know if you relate to any of these things. And then think about your life, current life now. The way you're living your life right now, does it align with the type of life that you want to have and desire to have? Chances are it probably doesn't. That's why you're here. Often than not, it doesn't. Our day-to-day life, our commitments, all the things that are going on don't really align with who we really, really want to be, okay? So something needs to shift, right? And nothing is going to change if nothing changes. That is something you need to understand. That's one of my favorite quotes. Nothing is going to change if nothing changes. You are in charge of your life. You get to make choices for your life and the way things go. You get to decide. That is one of my favorite statements I learned from one of my favorite followers and influencers that really helped me change the way I do motherhood. Her name is Ali Casaza, and that's one of the things she teaches in one of her programs, she's like, you get to decide. You get to decide what things take your energy. You get to decide how your day goes. You get to decide what boundaries you set. You get to decide what commitments you have, right? So if you think about your life right now and the way things are going and all the things that are on your plate, is this sustainable? Is this the way you want your life to go? Like if you think from now, like maybe 5, 10 years from now, is this how you want your days to be? Constantly rushing, easily frustrated and agitated with your kids because you took on too much on yourself, and then feeling so guilty when you go to sleep at night, right? The problem is you're just stretched too thin. You said yes to too many things. You had no time to recharge. And when you do actually end up recharging, you do it once in a while when you're really having a terrible day. You're not doing this as a proactive thing on a regular basis, right? And then it's affecting your family in a negative way. It's setting this energy in the home that is just kind of negative, and it just spills out on other family members. So this is what I want you to remember, Mama. It really, really, really starts with you, okay? Your kids are too young to understand all these things in the sense of like making all these changes on their own in their life. So it starts with you. You are the CEO of your home. You run your house, okay? You are the one who's in charge, and you get to decide what goes on your schedule, what commitments you're committed to, what things you say yes to, what takes your energy. You get to decide how your day goes, okay? So let's talk for a minute about people pleasing. Oftentimes, where does it come from? It oftentimes comes from our childhood. It comes from our parents and maybe the environment we were raised in, maybe like the church environment you grew up in. And people pleasing comes from that, because if you ever said no to your parents, or you said, like, I don't want to do this, you were guilted into doing things. For example, here's a silly example maybe of people pleasing that you might resonate with. Like, I know I had this in my childhood. It's like, you know, you go come to your grandparents' house and your grandma wants a hug, and you're a kid, right? You're like 5 years old and you don't really feel like giving a hug at that time. But your mom is like, come on, give grandma a hug. You're like, I don't want to. You're like, give grandma a hug. She's your grandma. You have to give her a hug. And you're kind of like forced into giving her a hug. And so you kind of like, with so many experiences like that, that might be a silly one, but you become a people pleaser. And then when you grow up and you get older and you start dating, and this one guy wants to kiss you on a date and you feel uncomfortable, but you feel like you have to please him so he feels that you like him, right? And so you don't hurt his feelings. And it all roots back from our childhood. If you think about it, a lot of the behaviors that we do today, most of them, if not all, they all are rooted in the way we were raised and the experiences we had. So then you feel guilty for saying no because it makes you feel uncomfortable, and the other person might be mad or they might judge you. So you do things that you don't feel all right, or you do things that you know will cause more overwhelm for you now as a mom, or frustration, but you feel too uncomfortable to say no because you're thinking, well, what is that person going to say about me? Well, if I say no, that makes me look bad. That makes me look like I'm a bad Christian, maybe. It makes me look selfish. These are some uncomfortable thoughts, right? And it all comes back to our mindset, right? So we get to shift our mindset. You get to shift your mindset and shift the way you think about these kind of things. So you can choose to think differently. And here's an example. You decide today. I like that phrase from Allie. I decide who gets my energy and where I put my energy. And I decide that my energy is not going to go to these commitments because it does not align with what is truly important to me. Okay, so for example, if at school they're asking for volunteering and it does not align with your values and things that you are focused on in this season of life, you already decided ahead of time that it's going to be a no. If you cannot fully say yes, then the answer is automatically no. And I got this from another book, The Joy of Missing Out, and I really, really like that book. And Tonya Dalton talks about it. Every time you say yes to something, you say no to something else. So every time you say yes to a commitment at school for like volunteering or at church, you say no to spending time with your family, with your kids. And if that is truly your priority, then your life is not lining up with that. Does that make sense to you? So, which means we need to kind of backtrack and be like, okay, so these are my priorities in this season of life, my family, my business, my faith, for me personally. Like I'm looking at myself right now. So how do I want to feel? I want to feel supported. I want to feel calm. I want to feel grounded. I want to feel happy and peaceful. Like I do not want overwhelm and stress in my life. Okay, I choose not to add things that are stressful in my life. It's a choice that I get to make. And that's a whole nother episode, like choosing not to stress over certain things. So I'm choosing not to stress over certain things, and I'm choosing to say no to a lot of things that do not align with what are my values, okay, that do not align with what is important to me right now. Okay, and this is kind of what I want you to think about. What is truly important to you in your life right now? How do you want your life to feel? Does your current life line up with how you want your life to feel? If it doesn't, what are some things in your life that you need to let go of and say no to and set healthy boundaries with? Okay, and will you upset some people? Probably. There's a quote that somebody said that is really, really good. The only people that will be upset with you setting boundaries are those that are benefiting from you not setting any. And boundaries are about you. Boundaries are to protect you, to protect your energy, to support you. Okay. So if you say no to things that drain you, that's a good thing. Why? Because then you're a happier and calm and peaceful mama to your kids, right? In the long run, what is truly, really important? For you to have more peace and calm in your home, or for you to be spread so thin, taking on all these commitments on yourself because you feel uncomfortable saying no, because you feel bad or maybe embarrassed of how other people are going to think of you. If they think you're too lazy because you're not helping out. Well, guess what? I'd rather have someone think that I'm lazy and have more peace and calm in my home than have all this chaos, frustration, agitation, annoyance, and I don't know, yelling and screaming in my home and take on too much on myself. But yeah, that mom at school now thinks that I'm not lazy. Let's really reframe that and kind of consider what is truly, truly important, okay? So this is what I want you to walk away with today. What is an area of your life that you say yes to that actually you need to say no to? What is something in your life that really, really drains your energy and it would be a good idea for you to say no to it? Because in the long run, it will serve you and your family. And is it going to be uncomfortable? Chances are yes. Boundaries are always uncomfortable when you start setting them, but the more you practice them, the easier it gets. And this is the kind of stuff I teach in my program, in my Be Less Stressed one-on-one coaching program. In that program, we go into depth about what areas of your life drain you, where do you need to set boundaries, how do you set those boundaries, how do you talk to those people, right? Oftentimes it's those people. How do you get over feeling uncomfortable, right? What do you do when they want to kind of push those boundaries? Because oftentimes if people are used to you saying yes, they're going to be very uncomfortable when you set boundaries. How do you get over that mindset of feeling uncomfortable? What do you do with those feelings? All of that, this is the kind of stuff I teach in my one-on-one program. If you want results quickly and turn your life around quick, and become that patient and calm mama you truly desire for your kids. Be in control of your own emotions and not having those emotions control you, then this program is for you. Reach out to me in the show notes. You can find my email there and we can set up a free call where we get to talk about my program and see if this is the right fit for you. I want to remind you that you are so valuable to your family. Your energy is valuable. Your mental health is valuable. Your emotional wellness matters. I want you to know that there is support for you, Mama. And if that is something that you need or desire, I'm here for you. And I'll see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.